This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial on in toll free here on this edition of the program. We're here live and with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We may be joined by some other folks as the night goes on. We'd prefer to be joined by you on the phones. Toll free, 855-453. That's the toll free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, and you may bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about what we bring to the table tonight. Daryl, you're going to be telling us in a little bit about racists, conservatives, and lower intelligence. What, if any, is the relationship between the three? We will get to that. But there's some pretty shocking news that came out nationally today that I have to say I was surprised to see this. According to various different sources, this one is MSNBC, the House has voted to restrict DEA marijuana rates. It had all the markings of a measure that would no one would notice. Strange writing. An obscure amendment to a low-profile bill receiving a vote after midnight, the same week as a national holiday. It's hardly a recipe for generating national headlines. But the U.S. House of Representatives nevertheless did something overnight that Congress has never done. The House passed an amendment late Thursday night to restrict the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, from targeting medical marijuana operations in states where it's legal. The 219-189 decision came on a bipartisan appropriations amendment spearheaded by California Republican Representative Dana Rohrabacher and California Democrat Sam Farr. The amendment still faces several procedural hurdles before it's ratified, but this is the first time such an amendment has succeeded in the House. The roll call on the vote is available. We'll link to this article here on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can take a close look at that if you care about that sort of thing. But it did pass largely with Democratic support. The vast majority of Democrats voted for it. A clear majority of Republicans voted against it, but the measure was backed by a bipartisan group of co-sponsors. At issue is a routine spending bill providing federal funding for a variety of agencies, including the Justice Department, which occasionally enforces federal drug laws by raiding marijuana facilities in states where medical pot sales are legal. They've been doing this in California ever since California passed its historic Proposition 215.
And that was nearly 20 years ago, I believe.
That was 1996.
Okay, 18.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. And they've been raiding people's stores ever since, going in, taking people's pot, taking their money, and very rarely charging anyone with anything. They did the very same thing here in Keene, New Hampshire, to the local head shop. So they'll do it to anybody they think they can get away with doing it to. They'll just go in and steal all their stuff and don't charge anyone, which makes it that much harder to actually challenge because then you have to bring a case against them.
And for people that thought that Barack Obama would somehow be better on the war on drugs than George Bush, it should be noted that during Obama's first term, the number of raids by the DEA on medical cannabis dispensaries increased drastically.
Although dramatic sounds pretty cool.
Dramatically, yeah. That's dramatically and drastically.
Right.
Over what it was when Bush was in office.
Yeah. And then, of course, you also have not only that, mix that fact with about Obama with the fact that he's come out and spoken sort of in favor of cannabis recently. It was several months ago that he had, I think it was an article in the New Yorker, where he essentially came right out and said that he thought that it was as bad as alcohol, which is, of course, not true. It's actually much safer than alcohol.
Right.
But, you know, he was coming down from the government's official line. And, of course, the House wouldn't have to pass any kind of legislation if Barack Obama were to simply wave his executive wand and tell the DEA, thou shalt not do this anymore.
Right. So he speaks good on things.
Finally. He didn't speak good on it 8 years ago or whatever, six years ago.
No, when he was running, he was saying similar things.
Was he?
Yes. Huh. Okay. That's why people thought, oh, you know, like he's going to be a lot better on these issues than George Bush was. Because he would say things that, you know, sounded as if he wanted to somehow, you know, scale back the war on drugs.
Do you remember when he took office, and I don't remember if it was in 2008 or 2012, but one of the years where he took office, they had, like, this presidential website you could go to and ask a question, and the question that got the most asks was supposed to be responded to by Barack Obama, and the question was about cannabis legalization. And
well, they've still got the thing, the petition.whitehouse.gov, where you can put in a petition, and they've increased the number of signatures that a petition now needs in order to, you know, warrant a response from the White House. And a lot of the petitions that are getting large amounts of signatures are just absolutely ludicrous. Like, there was one to deport Justin Bieber. And the official White House response was, we will not be speaking about deporting Justin Bieber, but here's our immigration policy.
Yeah, I mean, if people think they're going to get some sort of meaningful response from the federal government in one of these little question and answer apps, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Now, in the case of the cannabis question, they basically were told to screw off. I mean, the answer from the White House was, we're not going to change anything.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm paraphrasing that. And then, of course, there was the epic 2012 version where Texas had over 100,000 signatures toward asking about secession. And in that case, they gave a meaningful response, basically suggesting that this had been settled with the Civil War and that if you were to secede, we might be violent with you.
Right.
So, anyway, it's good news, though, right? Like, the New Hampshire, the U.S. House voting with a decent majority. I mean, the vote was 219 to 189. That's a pretty decent little majority. Voting to make it so the DEA cannot raid medical marijuana operations in states where it's legal. Now, again, it hasn't passed fully yet. It's going to, you know, there's going to be more politicking that needs to be done. But it's a good indicator that maybe the tide is shifting a little bit with the federal government. I mean, it's not worth getting your hopes up for. I don't think that these guys are going to get with it and get, you know, leave people alone for smoking cannabis. I mean, if they had any compassion for their fellow man, they would have done this a long time ago. This is obviously a political move to some extent. And what motivated it, I'm not really sure. You know, I'd be interested in hearing more about how this came about, what spurred this on. So you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. German Lopez has reported the House acted without precedent, the first time in history that any chamber of Congress has acted to protect medical marijuana businesses and users. The report makes clear the practical effect of the amendment means the House now believes that if states want to implement their own medical marijuana laws, they shouldn't have to fear interference from the FBI. Congress is officially pulling out of the war on medical marijuana patients and providers. Federal tax dollars will no longer be wasted arresting seriously ill medical marijuana patients and those who provide them, said Dan Riffle, the director of federal policies at the Marijuana Policy Project. In a statement, he continued saying, this is a historic vote, and it's yet another sign that our federal government is shifting toward a more sensible marijuana policy. Now, looking ahead, it's not yet a done deal. The same spending bill has not yet been taken up by the Senate, and we don't yet know how the upper chamber will feel about the DEA amendment. And, of course, the measure would also need Barack Obama's signature.
And I've got an email here from the Drug Policy Alliance that says that an amendment was also approved that would prohibit the DEA from interfering with state hemp production laws and hemp research programs.
It's good news.
Yes.
Was it the same amendment?
Separate amendment.
Okay.
According to, based on the way they have this worded, it leads me to believe that it was a separate amendment.
Well, remember, you also have working at the same time Washington, D.C. with medical, or total decriminalization for cannabis, or very, very significant decriminalization. I don't know if total is the right word. But they're looking at pretty good amounts of decrim for cannabis there, and it's going to go through so long as Congress doesn't interfere to stop it. And so if Congress doesn't interfere to stop it, that could also be a good sign for the whole country as well. We're coming up. Share your thoughts.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available, but hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath. Look for the green box at your favorite store.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for half ounce, or $333.85 for quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first, and it'll be easy for you to get on at that point to connect with us on Skype. Whether you want to talk about the war on drugs, the insanity, which, of course, it's mostly a war on marijuana, maybe we're starting to see a shift in how the federal government approaches that war with a possible pullback, at least on the front of raiding medical marijuana providers, growers in states where medical marijuana is legal, which is now close to half of them, I think. I know we were at 20-something, like 21, 22, 23.
I think it's 21.
Yeah, so we're getting there, getting close to half the states with medical cannabis, which is a big deal. I want to also welcome Bo Davis to the show. A little late, but good to have you here, Bo. Welcome.
Thank you.
Bo, for longtime listeners, you may remember he is the editor, or was the editor, of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which sort of paved the way for his current project, which is 101 Reasons. And we'll talk more about that here in a moment. In fact, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime, in my opinion at least, to get together with other people that think like you do, to get active, all in the same geographic area. And that geographic area was chosen as New Hampshire. Over 15,000 people have currently signed up for the Free State Project. Over 1,500 are already here in New Hampshire. Bo, you are one. Daryl and myself, we're two more. There are dozens here in the Keene area. There are hundreds probably in the Manchester area. I don't know how many in Concord and the Seacoast, but around the state, over 1,500 people are here now as part of the Free State Project. We're already having a pretty major impact as people inside the state are saying things like Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state. That's one state representative from here in Keene. We've got groups that are forming to oppose the Free State Project. There is now the what was called the Our State Project. It has now been renamed to something else. I forget
what
it is.
Well, no, there's the Our State Project and Granite State Progress.
No, they've renamed. There's some other... I think they've taken the Our State Project thing and rebranded that, but I'm spacing out on what it's called. But anyway, there are these groups that have been formed recently. Stop Free Keene is another one. And to me, this is great news. I mean, it shows how relevant the Free State Project is. Anybody who's ever been involved with Libertarian Party politics, anybody who's ever run a campaign as a Libertarian or helped manage a campaign or worked on a campaign as a Libertarian, you know that no one cares about the Libertarians. You can't even get in debates most of the time. You can barely get the newspaper to pay attention to you.
Well, the difference is the Free State Project is not a political party.
That's not the difference. There's the difference. What I'm comparing are two activist groups. Libertarians are historically low impact. They're easy to blow off. They can't hardly make the ballot in most places. When they finally do make the ballot, everything's just dead set against them. It's impossible for them to get a foothold and make any kind of waves whatsoever. Whereas the Free State Project, Free Keene, for instance, these are organizations that have really stirred up the pot in the status quo. They've done it through the Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians. I'm not even talking about political parties here. I'm just talking about a group of activists. Where I come from, the Libertarians were the only liberty group of activists. In New Hampshire, there's the Libertarians, there's the liberty-minded people that are in the Republican Party, there's the liberty-minded people in the Democratic Party, there's the non-party affiliated, the agorists, the people that are working outside the system. There's just so much more happening here than Libertarian Party politics. And as a result of all of these different fronts of activism, there are people who are very, very upset about our existence. And to me, that's a ringing endorsement for the Free State Project, that with only a fraction of the eventual 20,000 hopeful movers that we'll have, with only a fraction of them here, we're already being called the single greatest threat to the state. So do you want to be a part of a movement like that? I think it's very exciting. And Bo, I know you think so. That's why you've signed on as one of the producers and editor of this new 101 Reasons film.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited. I think this is actually going to be... This film, I believe, is going to be one of the reasons why we reached the goal earlier than many people are expecting, I think. I really think that we're going to reach the goal within the next 2 years.
That is the goal of 20,000 Free State Project participants.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and I hope that the 101 Reasons film can help really kick that into gear, because there's so much happening here in New Hampshire, and you guys are going to be focusing on just a fraction of that, of what's currently going on.
It is just a fraction. I mean, really, I mean, the biggest thing that people talk about here is the community. You know, when I go around and I interview people about, you know, what was the reason that made you stay when you came to visit New Hampshire? Mm-hmm. You know, what's the reason you made this your home? And everybody comes up saying, you know, mainly the community, but the community is made up of individuals, and especially individualists, you know, people who take pride in being themselves, being self-owners and entrepreneurs in most cases, you know, so like, really the entrepreneurs, especially, people doing and making things.
Look
and,
at AgriCab out in Manchester, for instance. A relatively new mover. I think he's only been here about a year. Who has really taken off? He's started to create a business for himself that's very, very successful, taking people just within the community, taking people from point A to point B. And of course, the larger the community becomes, the more agorist sort of underground money-making opportunities that there are. And it's interesting, though. I mean, there wasn't much of a community here 8 years ago when I made the move. I mean, yeah, there was, but it was much smaller. You know, there were only a couple hundred people that had moved here by that time. I think I was like in the first 200 people that made the move.
Well, it's certainly grown, and I'm sure Free Talk Live's had a huge impact on that.
Oh, definitely. A lot of people cite Free Talk Live as their reason for making the move, but I just I think it's exciting. It's really great to see so many people here, and you're right. The community is a huge attractor now that we have it. We didn't have it before. It used to be the Free State Project was an idea, right? Like, at first it was an idea online, and people thought, oh, this is a cool idea. Let's get liberty lovers together. They did that, and then this community started to build, and all this activism was happening, and this is no longer an idea. This is a real thing. It's actually happening. It's here now. You don't have to wait until 20,000. And when you go to 101reasonsfilm.com, that's where you can link over to y'all's YouTube channel, where you guys are putting up more than just a trailer or a teaser or something. You guys are putting up chunks a video, like 5-minute blocks, so kind of focusing on different topics, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be producing some shorter ones, some real like small bites that people can just like say, oh, you know, I want to find out what's going on in healthcare in New Hampshire or something like that, and we'll have like a little. I'm going to shoot for like 2 or 3 minutes, actually, something that people can, you know, consume quickly.
Now, what was one of the more recent ones you'd put out?
Well, there's the Pork Fest video, Fest in 5 minutes.
That was really good.
Thank you. There's the Why You Should Move to New Hampshire, and then, of course, there's some of our previous ones from our Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign. By the way, I know that I hear the music, but thank you guys so much for donating. All the, you know, the Liberty community out there that donated, really appreciate it.
101reasonsfilm.com. We'll continue. Bo's going to hang out here with us for a few. Ellen should be joining us later on tonight. Your calls are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. There's a lot that we can do when we get Liberty activists together. Check out freestateproject.org and porkfest.com, porcfest.com. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are things finally starting to change on the federal government level about enforcement of cannabis laws? It sounds like they might just be doing that with the House voting with a fair margin to prohibit the DEA from raiding any medical marijuana providers or growers' facilities in states where medical cannabis is legal. So that's a good sign, and there have been some other good signs as well. In fact, one of them was Eric Holder, the Attorney General, rebuking the head of the DEA for some of the statements that she had made after Barack Obama had sort of changed his tune about cannabis. DEA had come out and made just kind of your typical drug warrior statements about cannabis, you know, the standard lies that they like to trot out. And she actually got chewed out a little bit for doing
that. But again,
that,
Eric Holder, who has the authority to move cannabis off of Schedule 1,
yeah,
did not do so.
Correct. So there's this weird political game going on where, on one hand, these politicians are trying to make it look like they're more compassionate on this issue, it seems, but on the other hand, doing as bare minimum of whatever they can do to actually affect any kind of change in that way.
Right.
This is a very, very strange
situation. And, you know, there's the lie that, well, term limits are good because whenever the person's in their final term, they'll do what they really want and not have to worry about, you know, getting reelected. So I'm sure some people were thinking, you know, let's reelect Barack Obama and then he'll finally end all of the wars and get rid of the drug war and stop the, you know, enforcement of cannabis laws and all of these other things that people said that he was going to do. And, of course, he's not doing any of them.
Let's go to the phones here. Ty is on the lines in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hey, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys. There has been some real good discussions, I think, interesting discussions about higher levels of consciousness and awareness, some kind of new agey type stuff, too. Mm-hmm. But I think that the discussion is very interesting. I think it's also very important from a liberty context because you can't really be truly completely free if you're not mentally free.
It's true.
So aligning your consciousness with reality and understanding what's going on, I think, is very important. There were a couple of points. I think it was Lott and Uncle Fudd brought up last night. There were some things that I agreed with and some of the things I disagreed with, but I think one of the most important things that was brought up is that there are two perspectives on consciousness, and which side of this debate you're on determines what kind of a human being you're actually going to be.
Now, when you say there are two perspectives on consciousness, what do you mean?
What I mean is you have to answer the question, is consciousness an accidental byproduct of material existence, or is material existence a purposeful product of consciousness?
What do you think, Ty?
I think the latter. I think that material existence exists as a purposeful product of consciousness.
I tend to agree with that.
Now,
I guess, from a holographic universe sort of standpoint, yeah that does kind of make sense, yeah.
What do you think, Daryl? Consciousness?
I don't know. I've not really thought about it.
You can't really know, right? Like, you just...
Right, you can't know. And there's some people that will say that a human's not a human until, like, their sixth birthday because they have no memory of anything that happens, therefore they're not conscious.
That's ridiculous. I hardly remember what happened yesterday. And I'm pretty sure I'm conscious.
So, like, the whole consciousness debate, if you want to call it a debate, it's just not anything that I'm personally interested in being a part of.
Okay, fair
enough.
Well,
here's why I think it's important, because which perspective you hold determines whether you're going to be merely or only human, or if you have the potential to become fully human. Because if your consciousness is an accidental byproduct of being alive, then your existence really has no meaning or purpose.
It's kind of like a drone sort of existence.
Yeah, you're just some sort of a cosmic accident.
Yeah.
So you're only human. I hate that term, you know. Yeah. Oh, I'm just, you know, these people are only human, or I'm only human. I prefer the idea of transhumanism in a different respect, not the idea of robot bodies and enhancements, but the idea of actually going to a higher level of being and becoming fully human. And I think that comes when we are able to unify our threefold consciousness, because consciousness is not just a mental thing. It's a mind, spirit, and body thing. You know, the mind is the thoughts and the logic. The spirit is the emotion, the heart, if you will. And the body is the way that we interact with the objective world. And if these things, if all three things are in line, then we are a unified consciousness and we become fully human. But it may sound easy, but it's actually a very difficult thing because, you know, troubled people either have they're troubled in spirit or they're frustrated physically, and this causes problems. You know, they have their consciousness interrupted, if you will. So this idea of becoming fully human, like I said, is the way of aligning all three parts of being human into a unified consciousness.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
So it does make sense to me, but I'm sort of familiar with some of these New Age terminology. Like some would describe that as aligning with the source, that you can disconnect yourself from that source, and then you are not so with it. You know, you may not be as compassionate toward others, and so that's what I hear you sort of rephrasing, and I'm on board with those ideas.
Yeah, I don't really consider it New Age as much as because
you can label it whatever you want.
Yeah, a lot of the New Age is more like wishful thinking, if you ask me. You know, the idea of like the secret, the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. I believe there is a law of attraction, but it's totally different than this idea of if I think positive
having
thoughts,
things.
Positive mm-hmm. things will happen to me. What it is that if you think properly and you eliminate falseness, you know, if you're logical, then that leads to more healthy feelings, and the thoughts with feelings lead to certain actions, and those actions have a cause and effect, ripple effect in reality, and bring opportunities to you. So somebody who has a consciousness that's fully aligned, that is a unified consciousness, sees more opportunity than most people.
Mm.
So, you know, good things happen. The universe, if you will provide, but it doesn't just automatically give things to you. You know, I don't think it's a personified thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the secret is this sort of entry-level idea about the law of attraction, the idea that if you think hard enough, you can make a Ferrari appear in your driveway. And I think that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I think there is evidence, at least in my life, about how being positive or vibrating at a higher level, as Lot might say, as he was talking about vibration last night, focusing on good things, focusing on appreciation, can bring more of those things to you. I mean, sort of the law of attraction, as I've heard it described, is that which is like unto itself is drawn, right? So if you're vibrating at a certain positive frequency, you're more likely to bring people like that into your life and positive experiences into your life and more opportunities, as you would put it, Ty.
Right. Well, you're more in tune with what's happening. You're more aware of opportunities.
Well, you know, I think this is a lot like you had mentioned that it's very important for people, liberty-minded people especially. You know, if you're wanting to be a free person, you would want to kind of study this sort of thing. You know, and I agree with you in one way because, well, the reputation system, you know, that we all kind of deal with as libertarians that we use, you know, to make sure people are reputable,
The pressure is on. Stand by.
Yeah,
we'll come
sorry
back
about
here
that.
In moments. And Ty, you can hang on. We'll continue the discussion here. Your thoughts certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE, the nature of consciousness and what it means to be truly human. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want and share your thoughts on the nature of existence. Apparently that's where the conversation has gone here tonight. We can also go back to more, I guess, less esoteric matters on the way. Daryl is going to talk to us about racist, conservatives, and lower intelligence people. They may not all be one and the same. I'm not sure what the thrust is that you're going to share with us, Daryl, but we'll find out more here in a little bit. Also, bitcoins are big news. In fact, they've just today, I think, cracked back over $600 per bitcoin, which is very exciting. If you have not yet taken the time to get some bitcoins, or perhaps you need some more bitcoins, you can go to cashintocoins.com. You can get them there. Very low rates. In fact, zero rates. If you order less than $40 worth, there's no transfer fee. If you order less than $40 worth of bitcoins through cashintocoins.com. The instructions are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and their customer service is top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer. Go to cashintocoins.com and get your bitcoins now. That's cashintocoins.com. You never know what bitcoin's going to do. I mean, tomorrow could be $1,000 or it could be zero. So, you know, there's some risk involved. So I wouldn't recommend putting all your eggs in the bitcoin basket. But if you are looking to get into a very exciting new world of currency, I think Bitcoin is where it's at. You may have heard the announcement this week that Dish Network, which is one of the biggest companies out there, is going to be accepting Bitcoin coming up later on this year. They've officially announced that in partnership with Coinbase. So very exciting stuff there. We've got Ty on the line in Tennessee. Ty has been talking about what he describes as being fully human versus being merely human. The idea of consciousness being something that existed prior to matter, that consciousness begets matter, so to speak,
and that people, you and I, we can align better with this sort of universal consciousness. And the more we can do that, the more human we are, the more compassionate. We're just sort of talking about these things. And, Bo, you were trying to make a point about reputation in the community, and we kind of had to go to the break.
Yeah, and I got a little flustered there with the music. but, yeah, so...
You're a video editor, not a radio.
Right, I like to stay behind the camera. the point I was trying to get to, actually, was that as libertarians, we rely heavily on reputation systems and reputation in general, to, you know, like what type of people we're dealing with and everything. And
mm-hmm.
So if you're what Ty, you had mentioned, you know, the law of attraction, and I kind of see the law of attraction as, well, I can do good things and I can put out, you know, my thoughts end up resulting in a lot of the times in action, and my actions, you know, resonate with what's going on in the world. And the people that I interact with, if I happen to resonate with them positively, it's likely that it's going to come back to me positively. And so it's
right.
You know, it's very. I mean, like whether I look at it scientifically or not, you know, I can. It makes sense to me that, you know, the more good you do, the better is going to come around to you. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, and it's not always direct, so looking at it scientifically is a very difficult thing to do. However, I firmly believe that being positive and the law of attraction has really done good things in general in my life.
I'm glad you mentioned scientifically,
mm-hmm.
because I've had this idea for sort of a psychological experiment to where you get people who either self-identify as optimist or self-identify as pessimist, or people that don't really know. And you tell them that there's going to be some sort of experiment, but first there's going to be like a group outing where everybody goes to a restaurant. And you get some kind of thing set up with the restaurant to where randomly people that are either self-identified as optimist or self-identified as pessimist will have the wrong food delivered to them.
On purpose.
On purpose. So that you can then measure their response,
mm-hmm.
and then, after the waitress apologizes and then brings them whatever they originally wanted, the waitress will say, since there was a mistake, the meal is on the house. And then do sort of a follow-up to get their overall perception of the meal. And what I'm hypothesizing here is that the people who self-identify as optimist will say, oh, it was great, I wound up with a free meal.
Mm-hmm.
The people who self-identify as pessimist will tell you it's horrible because they got the wrong food brought to them, and then
terrible
they had to complain,
service.
And this and that. Even though
perspective means everything.
Right. Yeah. Perspective means everything. And I would also like to see some kind of brain scan done on the people that self-identify as optimist and people that self-identify as pessimist to see if the brain fires differently.
Well, I wanted to kind of get back to the idea of what Lot brought up, and was it Uncle Fudd?
Yeah.
Yesterday they were talking the higher vibrations idea. And, you know, higher vibrations is sort of a nebulous idea. They didn't really define it. I think you tried to put Uncle Fudd, you know, put the pressure on Uncle Fudd to come up with something, and he came up with very materialistic ideas, you know, of drink pure water and eat good food and whatnot. Now, I have an idea of what frequency of consciousness really is and how it can be represented. Okay, if you imagine objective reality as a solid straight line on a graph, okay? Now, do we all agree that there is such a thing as objective reality?
No.
You don't believe that there is such a thing as objective reality?
I don't know what my cohorts here think, but
I believe
I don't think
that
you can prove you're
even
here.
Some people think that there's objective reality. Some people think that reality is subjective. I don't really know, so I don't really have a thought.
What do you think, Bo? Objective reality?
Well, as Daryl mentioned, I mean, like, there's it all comes down to different perspectives, because, I mean, like, I either create my own reality or I'm a product of it.
There are observations. Some others. You can make observations about what appears to be reality, but really you don't know if you're part of a computer program. So, I mean, maybe there's some objective reality beyond the computer program or something like that, but, you know, what we have in front of us, we can't really be certain is even there.
But then there would have to be a programmer behind that. They're objective, correct?
I don't know. Maybe. I can't really tell you for sure.
Something has to be objective somewhere. But anyway, if we just for the sake of argument, let's
that's what
say
you think.
There is, let's say there is an objective reality, and it's just a straight line on a graph, like on an XY coordinate thing, you know, just a horizontal line. Now, your thoughts, feelings, and actions, that's what I'm considering to be this unified consciousness, or just consciousness in general, your thoughts, feelings, and actions. The more frequently your thoughts, feelings, and actions cross that line, the more frequently that happens, that's operating in a higher frequency level of consciousness. You're more aligned with objective reality that way. I don't know if I'm really giving a good description of this.
I mean, I get where you're coming from. Again, some would describe it as the source consciousness and then aligning with that. And one of the ways to do it, I think, is meditation. I mean, that's one of the classic ways of raising one's vibration, focusing on things like love and peace and forgiveness and understanding and compassion. These are positive vibrations that are good things to manifest within yourself, so that if you manifest them within yourself enough, they hopefully will manifest outside of you. And sort of like has been said in the past, I think Gandhi's attributed to this quote, but whether he said it or not, I don't know. You know, the idea that you have to be the change you wish to see in the world. If you want to be, you know, if you want to see peace, you have to be peace. You have to exude peace. You have to have that and understand it and embody it as much as possible inside of you before you'll see it on the outside.
I also think it's really important to, you know, when you do these meditations too, for instance, you know, if you're going to focus on a specific thing, you know, a specific mindset, it's good to do that when you feel you need to, but I also think it's really, really important, to just still the mind, you know, you know, try not to think, try to have some silence in your mind. Like,
oh my God, that's the worst part about meditation. It's so challenging. I mean, it's wonderful when you can do it.
Well, it just takes practice.
Being mindful, having an empty mind is really considered being mindful.
It's true.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
It allows you to be more conscious of what's going on. Now, would you agree, though?
Well, right, because you're focused in the now. When you can quiet the mind, you are focused in the now, which is where your life is, right? Like, all of the ideas and the thoughts and the memories and the, you know, the fantasizing, all of that is happening in your mind. That's not real. That's not here and now. Ty, good conversation tonight, man. Thanks for sharing it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think it's comforting to believe there's an objective reality, but I don't know how you could prove that there is. That's the problem.
You also can't prove that there isn't.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Nor can you prove that there is not a Santa Claus. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health. For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.